Hello again, family. This is the time in our service where we get to share what we have seen God doing, how we can pray for one another, our joys, our sadnesses, our griefs. This is a time to share those things. Again, my name is Darcy, and I can kind of start by sharing something I was thinking about, especially talking to one of my friends yesterday. As most of you know, we received an adorable little baby girl, Yua-chan, who's with Fernando right now. Yua-chan is Fernando's Sunday baby, and he loves having her as a Sunday baby. And it's a miracle that Yua-chan is in our lives. But I've just been really aware that, like, whoo, sometimes it's hard to receive a miracle. Like, I think about it even looking at the Bible, all the times when Jesus was doing miraculous things and bringing people back from the dead, the disciples also bringing people back from the dead, lame people walking, blind people seeing. These are really big transitions. We don't get the rest of the story of all these people. Like, what was it like for Lazarus to be away from this earth, maybe near the heart of the Father, and then called back to earth and then live a little longer and die again? Like, we don't get that story. But I've just been thinking how, wow, there's a lot to learn as we even receive a miracle from the Lord. It gets hard. I can't even receive a miracle from God without his help. For Yua-chan, it's not normal to, like, it's not normal, friends, to receive a baby in, like, 4 days, you know, from, like, not expecting a baby for a while to receiving a baby in 4 days. Like, that's strange. It's amazing. It's totally amazing. But there's no, like natural mapping of that in our hearts and in our schedules and in our emotions. So I'm just asking for, like, your prayers for our family as we continue to receive this blessing, this miracle from the Lord. It has been beautiful, and it has been hard. And she is beautiful, and sometimes a hard baby. She's a human, has needs. I would love your prayers. And I just think it's important for me to realize that, like, miracles are amazing. And, like, we, as humans, like, we are eternally, like, by the grace of God, we are wired and designed to receive miracles, but we can only really receive them with the help of our God. So please pray for us to continue to receive the help of God, to continue to receive this incredible miracle. Yua-chan just turned 2 months old this week, so she's getting real, real old, people. It's happening fast. So please come up and share, give testimony to the Lord, share your prayer requests. When you come up, please do also say your name first so those who don't know you can know you. So please, the microphone is open for sharing.
Hello, my name is Mihoko Watanabe. Mikio and I came home safe and sound last Monday, late night. Before, Mikio and I were worried a lot about his left leg because he had suffered the erysipelas, but and we worried about that a long flight could affect badly on his left leg. But it didn't appear. It's strange, and but we are really thankful for that. And Ichiro and his family are enjoying their lives in Philadelphia, and they are surrounded with the beautiful, beautiful green grass and the huge trees and the flowers and birds. All night, birds are singing. It was first time to experience that beautiful night. Mm. In Japan, at night, birds stop singing. And however, they didn't encounter, they haven't encountered Jesus Christ, their Lord, yet. So I explained what Philadelphia means in the Bible, because I have learned in the Japanese service from Pastor Hiroshi, and in the English service Chris. So I explained what the Philadelphia means in the Bible. It has a long story. So I recommended him, at least you need to find the word Philadelphia in the Bible. And then Mikio and I visited on Sunday the Proclamation Presbyterian Church in Brimo. And I shook hands with Senior Pastor Ben Falconer, and I told him that I have gladly listened to your sermons for more than 1 year in Hiroshima, Japan. He said, fantastic. Wow. And I would gladly continue to listen to your sermons after coming back to Japan. Yeah. So people are very friendly and kind, and yeah, food was good. The price is as big as in Japan, in Hiroshima. And while we are traveling, Akiko, our daughter, has been given such a caring and loving and tender treatment in her facility, hospital. We are thankful for that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Art. We work with the Pioneers team that's associated with the Evangelical Free Church, so ABC Minami Chapel. And there's a lot of need for prayer for that team, for individuals, and just for us as a team. For the leader, John Clendenin, just to give him peace, I guess. He worries a lot and ruminates a lot on things and feels a lot of pressure that maybe he shouldn't. So pray for God's peace for John, God's wisdom for John, God's leading for John. And then Devin, one of the people on the team, he has some issues he might need to go back to the States for. And he's a little bit stubborn about changing, about receiving help. And so just praying for healing for Devin. This is definitely going to be an ongoing uphill battle for him. But prayer that he could heal and that he'd be able to accept help. That's the biggest thing for him. That's all.
My name's Tim. I'd walk faster, but I got a bad knee. I'll talk about that in a minute. Thank you for your prayers for our son, Micah. Things are about the same at home. But he seems very calm, and I have a feeling his emotional state is much calmer, much more stable now. There are still times he doesn't talk very much, but and it seems like he's not he's not he he's he's sort of changed his mind about the hospital, about going in the hospital again. So he doesn't really want to go into the hospital. But please continue to pray for him. And my wife and I both believe we can see that something's different about him from the time that he visited Art and Darcy. He stayed over at their house overnight. We feel like there's really been a change, a difference, a real something seems a lot more open about him. So please continue to pray for our son, Micah. Our daughter, Amy, our younger daughter Our younger son, Luke, was baptized here this morning together with Margaret and two other members. So praise God. Thank you for... and our daughter Amy was scheduled to be baptized, but she's been sick the past few days. She's had a fever, and she talked to Mariko Sensei, and they decided to postpone her baptism until the 22nd. She'll be baptized on the 22nd of this month. Please pray for our daughter Amy that she can. She hasn't finished her, what do you call it, the testimony that she hasn't actually finished writing that out. But please pray for her upcoming baptism. This past week, my knee's been hurting me a lot. My right knee, I don't feel a lot of pain right now. But when I'm teaching, it starts hurting more and more, and gets real painful. And I finish my classes, I have to go to my office and put my leg up on my desk and let it sit there for a while till the pain starts to go down. I'm going to go to a doctor tomorrow morning, the local Seike Geka, the orthopedic specialist, and see what the problem is and what they can do for me. So I'd ask you to pray for my knee that I can find out what's wrong and what kind of treatment I can get for it. Thanks. Thank you.
Anyone else want to share? I'm also just going to give a quick update about next week. Next week, we're not having service in this room. We're going to have service in we'll see. It looks like it's going to maybe be rain, so maybe we'll have a service in rooms in our house. You're invited to our farm in Oasa. Everyone, please come. Come to Oasa. Let's worship the Lord together. Let's bless the farm and bless that place. Get all of the hell out of it. And all of the heaven in, we just can't imagine a better way to like prepare for the next steps of this ministry than to have the family together out there. And I think there's never been, these many Christians gathered together in Oasa to worship ever. I don't think it's ever happened. It's very likely it's never happened. Like, that's incredible. I don't know what's going to be best with getting addresses circulated, or maybe there's plans, logistics, Pastor Chris will be able to share about. But, service will be at the normal time, but you'll be leaving from here earlier, so that'll be covered. You're leaving from here at 1? Okay, 1 at 1, so service will be around 2 o'clock-ish or whatever when you get out to us. We also want it to be a kind of a relaxed time. If you want to come out a little earlier before like a 2 o'clock time, you're welcome to come out, bring a bento to eat, feed our goats. We have 2 goats. Bring a bento for the goats or pull weeds for the goats. And if after church, we always like to linger together anyway, please just linger. If you want to bring snacks to share, we'll have a few things to share as well, but we're really excited to just be out there worshiping and then being together. I know it's a bit of a journey to come out there. It's definitely a sacrifice of time and energy for the family to come out. But if you're able to, please join us. It would be such a grace for us. Megan, you want to say anything?
The panda.
Well, there's a panda. This is a panda. Okay, friends, that's important. Megan, do you want to say, please come to our house? So you heard it here, friends. Please come to her house. She will show you all of her toys, and she will want you to play with her during the middle of church. So are there anyone else who would like to share anything?
Mm-hmm. A piano.
Yeah, we have a piano at our house, but we can't play it yet. I'd love to carry these prayer requests then to the Lord for us. So let's pray.